update your payment details.
Final warning. To receive your package, pay the fee immediately.
Mum, I've had an accident. Please send money.
There's been suspicious activity on your bank account, and I need a few personal details.
Fraud is getting more sophisticated. Always stop, think, and check. Stay ahead of scams at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global Z's room at 7, the UK is about to host a huge two-day summit to tackle illegal migration. Tech firms like Meta and TikTok will take part in talks on how gangs advertise people smuggling.
The advertising on social media has always been their thing. Literally phone this number and I'll put you in touch with a smuggler. There's millions of people on the move, so something's got to be done. The problem is not going to go away.
Aid worker Rob Laurie told Capital some of it is really obvious. Representatives from around 40 countries are meeting in London to discuss it later. Donald Trump says he's very angry with Vladimir Putin after he didn't play ball with a ceasefire in Ukraine. The US president has threatened to put tariffs in place on countries buying Russian oil if Russia doesn't agree to a deal. There's a £10,000 reward for information about a teenager who disappeared nearly 20 years ago. Alexander Slowly was 16 when he went missing in North London in 2008. Novak Djokovic has been beaten by a 19-year-old in the Miami Open final. Jakub Mencik is now the second youngest Miami champion after Carlos Alcaraz. And Jessie Nelson says she's had successful surgery to save her unborn twins. The former Little Mixer says things are looking much better after the urgent operation.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Cold in London this morning, but it's going to be dry and bright with lots of sunshine later and highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital
Good morning and welcome along to Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby on March the 31st, the last day of March. Need to do your photo dump on Instagram today, remember?
Oh yeah, well you normally do it for 4 or 5 days into the next month, don't you?
Have you got your pictures ready?
I've got a few of them ready, they'll be going up later today, don't you worry.
Big show today, so after 9am we're doing something we're calling Balls to Monday. It's going to be a bit of a power hour where we kind of focus on the idea that guys go out and check themselves or book doctor's appointments. We've been talking about it, obviously, quite a lot throughout the show. So if you want to join us for that, it will be fun as well in places. Sean's going to be singing a song between 9 and 10 today. We're going to do something amazing all together.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Also, coming up next, that Silverstone competition. Make sure you shout, let's go!
Capital
on my walls, but I sure don't mean it. Calls from the stars and the bars on a Friday night. And other boys may meet a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like. Take it like a taker. Baby, I'm a giver. You don't need to hurry. Baby, I did never. Ain't no country boy killer. I get the doctor.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
Now you think about me every night, oh.
And espresso at 7 minutes past seven on Capital Breakfast.
Win with Capital Breakfast and O2. Essential for living.
All right then, right now someone is going to get their heart racing with a supercar Silverstone experience. It's all thanks to O2, who offer customers exclusive rewards and experiences.
This is so cool. This is my kind of prize. So, to break it down, you and three mates could be driving a supercar at Silverstone. How cool is that? It's like bucket list stuff, this. No speed limits as well, so you can really go for it. We'll also put you up in a fancy hotel near Silverstone, and we're going to sort you out a lovely dinner of your choice after you come off that track, if your stomach can deal with it.
Yes, so here we go. We've selected a bunch of phone numbers at random who correctly entered on time. We'll just call them back one by one. If the person answers the phone with "Let's go!", they're going to win.
Right, now most breakfast shows are just starting. We're going straight in with this. If they say anything else, if it's any hellos, any highs, any ums, any pauses, anything but "Let's go!", they will lose. Are we ready, guys?
Yes.
Do it.
Okay, let's call a random number. Oh, they're going to answer.
Let's go!
Yay! Yay! Oh, God, you left a few rings there. What's your name?
Kieran.
Kieran, congratulations. You've won all thanks to O2.
Nice!
Hello, he's in the zone now.
I couldn't answer the phone, it wouldn't pick up. I was panicking.
Kieran, we didn't know what was going on. It was ringing and ringing and ringing. I mean, it was exciting. How are you feeling? What a cool prize this is.
Oh, it's awesome. I've always wanted to do this.
Kieran, are you a bit of a thrill seeker?
I like to think so.
All right.
We'll find out on the track. We'll see if you manage to hit over 60 miles an hour, because there's no speed limit at Silverstone. How cool.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I don't know how fast I go, but I'll try.
Well, it's going to be great. Look, you're going to be driving a supercar on Silverstone, and then we're going to send you off to a nice fancy hotel near the track as well, and you can go and have a nice dinner with you and three other people. Who are you going to take with you?
You know what? If I don't take my wife, she'll probably kill me. So I'll have to take my wife, and I'll probably take a couple of buddies.
Oh, that'd be great fun.
Nice one. Right, well, stay there, mate. We're going to get all your details and get this prize sorted, and you are off to Silverstone. And if you're listening right now, we're giving away more prizes, all thanks to O2 from 8 o'clock tomorrow on Capital Breakfast.
You said, oh, hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Will Smith.
On Capital.
This is Capital Breakfast.
Slowly in this crowd, I sit alone. Drink away from heading home. Oh, I could feel the night slipping by. Oh, away from me. And oh, she caught my eye through the light. And she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Tonight, maybe we could go. Let's get up off our feet. She said this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance in the morning light. Let's forget about our worries and the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go. Let's get up off our feet. We can dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget that broken heart. Oh, and oh, I can feel the night slipping by. Oh, away from me. And oh, I saw the light in her eyes. She came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go. Let's get up off our feet. She said, this life is forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We could dance all night.
12 minutes past 7 on Capital Breakfast. That is Miles Smith and Nice to Meet You. We are celebrating our 1 year anniversary on Friday. We've been on air together for a year. And one thing I've noticed about being on air for a full year and doing all the competitions and great prizes that we give away, which I absolutely love, is have you noticed every time we say, who are you going to take with you? Whether it's a boy or a girl, they all go, suppose we better take the other half, better take the wife, better take the missus. Right.
It's always begrudgingly, isn't it? It's always that same language, like, I better take the wife. I better take the husband. Yes.
We should challenge whoever wins tomorrow with O2 that they come on and just be like, I can't wait to take my beautiful other half. He means everything to me. Because as Brits, you're like,
Yeah, British people, we don't do soppy like
we
that.
Don't.
We just don't. We always have to make a joke of it. We're not going to go, oh, my darling husband, I shall take him with joy and merriment. No. Oh, he's coming.
I wouldn't have it any other way. And you, it's like when you, on TikTok, if you see American groom speeches and British groom speeches, they're completely different.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand that, like, British grooms roast, don't they? The best man, sorry, roast the groom. Whereas for them, it's more like a love letter.
I'd like to thank my beautiful wife, Cody, who I just... You are the most amazing... Oh, have a day off, you soppy old get. Let them make it's best way to do it. Oh, she means the world to me. We know, but you don't need to tell us. So we want someone soppy if they win with O2 tomorrow. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, go on, let's challenge him.
That's a deal. Here's Scissor on Capital Breakfast.
Just keep me my man.
BMF, our Capital Breakfast. It's now 16 minutes past 7 on the 31st of March 2025. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean here with you. What's been going on then with this house of yours, Chris?
So we're selling our house at the moment, and what I quite like to do is have a little look, because I've got some cameras in my garden, right? So I can see when they're looking around, but the cameras are a little bit away, so I don't think people are clocking them. So I get a very... Because I don't think it's good to be in the house when people are looking around the house.
I agree.
Okay, so you're at the house, but you're watching on your phone or whatever.
I'm watching.
Right, okay, he's always watching.
Right, so I'm watching. I don't do this all the time, but I caught one the other day, right?
Caught one? Sorry, what?
So the estate agent's looking, showing these people around the house, right? And it's a couple. God, they're going to hear this, aren't they?
Just say it quick.
But I will say it quickly, then it won't count. So they're a couple, right? And then there's a dad with them as well. And I've seen this happen a couple of times. And the dad's come in with this real energy of, like, finding problems with everything. Yeah, he's like,
knocking on walls.
So
yeah.
Looking at them, and they're out in the garden, and they're sort of knocking on a wall, and he's sort of just sort of kicking things a little bit. And it's winding me up.
Kicking.
Because I'm like, hang on a minute, that's still my house. You're here to look, not touch.
Right.
Anyway, so at one point, I got this lovely new decking put down outside, right? I spent a bit of money on it. And he's there digging his foot into it. And I'm like looking at my phone thinking, God, he's got to stop doing that. Keeps digging his foot into it and goes, yeah, that's going to need replacing. And what he's doing is he's going around clearly to try and get a bit of money off. But he's talking nonsense, right? I got that decking there. It's composite decking that. Right, actually.
It's composite, actually, Derek.
Anyway, so I've got really angry at the situation because he's there going, yeah, you're going to need to replace it. So on the camera, you can talk through it. It's like the doorbells.
Yeah.
So I've forgotten that they obviously don't know that I'm watching or don't know there's a camera there. And I've pressed the little talk button on it. I've gone, it's composite decking, actually.
What?
Imagine
what?
How
a voice of God coming out of the bushes.
Oh, yeah, like Big Brother.
What? So you've heard him say, oh, it's going to need doing this.
Yeah.
You've literally replied.
I forgot that I was meant to be, you know, like they didn't know about the camera, and I've come out over the top going, it's composite decking, actually.
I know it's a Monday morning, people just want to get into work. Can we do peak dad behaviour today?
Oh, please, because that is peak dad behaviour. Dads will knock anything, they'll say they can do it themselves, that kind of thing. What are we thinking, like taking your dad to the garage with you or something?
My dad would not let me go to the garage on my own, even though he knows nothing about cars. But he said, Wendy, he is not going to that garage on his own. I'll go with him. And he drove me to the garage. Most degrading thing I've ever done. Peak dad behaviour. So 0345 6000 958. That's what I want on WhatsApp today. Like, think Chris Stark getting jealous at another man kicking his decking.
Yeah, or the fact that your dad takes you around for a viewing and just starts kicking things. You know, it's awkward.
It's
for
just
that
funny.
Or like, does your dad go weird when they're on the way to the airport? That sort of thing.
0345 6000 958. Want to do it on the show this morning. Peak dad behaviour, please.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Discover a huge selection of pre-loved fits.
Summer's almost here. Use it wisely. EasyJet flies to over 500 sunny places where you can leave winter you behind from just £30 one way. Become pool-splashing, life-loving you again. EasyJet. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fiber Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Here's a little lesson from Activia.
Every morning is a special moment for your gut, so help it out with some good stuff.
New Activia Kefir range with authentic kefir grains plus calcium, because a healthy day starts with your gut. Activia contains calcium, which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes and to normal energy yielding metabolism. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle. Activia, your gut is where it all begins.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Did you check that you turned the hob off?
Are you still using that frayed phone charger?
And did you switch off the heater next to the sofa?
Did you blow out that candle in the bedroom?
Fire doesn't care how it starts.
Do you have at least one smoke alarm on every floor? Are they working? Test them monthly. It could save your life. Fire kills. Let's prevent it.
The latest travel for London.
Yes. Capital.
Here's a little lesson from Activia.
Every morning is a special moment for your gut, so help it out with some good stuff.
New Activia Kefir range with authentic kefir grains plus calcium, because a healthy day starts with your gut. Activia contains calcium, which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes and to normal energy yielding metabolism. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle. Activia, your gut is where it all begins.
Capital Travel Update.
With Luton Airport Express, avoid the traffic, take the train to the plane.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. It's slow on the M40 southbound to High Wycombe because of an accident, and one lane is closed for recovery there. There are delays of about 3 miles on the M25 anti-clockwise from Waltham Abbey to the A10 because the car's broken down in the roadworks. There are queues anti-clockwise from Kings Langley to Chorley Wood after an accident there as well. In Islington, the Pentonville Road is closed eastbound at Upper Street. There's been an accident there too. More in 20 minutes.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, we're sanctuary. You shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found. Hallelujah, on this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life,
right here on Capital Breakfast. This is Capital Breakfast.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Nothing heard, nothing said. Can't even speak about it. I'm alive, I'm my head. Don't wanna think about it. Feels like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can't control you. It's too close for comfort.
Capital Breakfast at 7:27 on your Monday morning. Hey, Alison Hammond's going to be on the show after 8 o'clock today. From the happiest, cheeriest person you could wish on your radio to the most miserable man that's ever braced the airways, the Bong Man will be here at 7:45. Here's your 15-minute warning for it. Make sure the kids are in the car, all set for school for it.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. This morning on the show, we're talking about the things that have made you go into peak dad mode after Chris came across as the ultimate dad on a house viewing yesterday. What was he doing, this bloke, knocking all over the place and winding you up?
I could see him on the camera, yeah, he was just sort of kicking everything. It was kind of making out he was like an expert on all things house, and it's like, you're dad.
There's a text here saying dad things, they totally disagree with any suggestions anyone ever makes, and then halfway through realise it's actually a good idea, and then start to slowly agree to it. That's such a... No, I think we go down M6 and then we'll come off at M1. And people are listening and going, M1 and M6 aren't together. And then we'll do it that way. And then you think, no, sat nav's going this way. And they go, actually, yeah, we're better off doing that. Yeah.
Trust that, then. We'll go with that, then.
Yeah,
but
we'll
if it's wrong, your fault. Natalie's got a good one. She said, my peak dad behaviour is every time we drive past a building, he has to tell me, I helped build that. She's like, I know, Dad, you've told me for 31 years.
From Bethany. Hi, guys. My dad likes to ask what you want on a Sunday roast. No matter what you say, he gives it you anyway. How many times I've said I hate cauliflower, I still get it.
That's so true. You'll eat it, get what you're given. Full dad mode today. What about you, Emily? What's yours for us this morning?
So my peak dad behaviour, first of all, the phrase peak dad behaviour hits with me because my dad's called Pete and I feel like it's just Pete dad behaviour.
What does he do?
For us, I always remember as a child, whenever we were like going somewhere new, we were driving usually on holiday and he didn't know where he was going. He'd lose his temper very, very quickly, and then we'd all be sat in the back and he'd need to reverse because he's gone the wrong way. So he'd turn and hug the passenger seat in the front and shout to all us kids in the back, get your heads down! so that he could see where he was reversing. And it was just a horrible atmosphere.
Oh, Dad's driving, especially on holiday or abroad. It is the worst.
My dad used to say, move your big daft head. You know,
not fun for the passengers in the back.
No,
Billy, what about you this morning? Peak dad mode for you, please.
Hello. So probably just kind of think Yorkshire, typical Yorkshireman.
Yep.
When I was younger, I was about 14, I started buying and selling stuff to make a bit of money. And I bought 100 office chairs at auction. My dad decided to say, I've got a big enough garage, I'll store them for you, lad, don't worry. So I put them in a garage. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, sold them. The guy came, picked the money up, and within a split second of the guy driving away in the van, my dad handed me an invoice for storage to say, nothing in this life is free, lad.
Wow, an invoice for storage!
He literally, the split second, as soon as he kind of waved him off at end of drive, see you later, turned around, bang, invoice. Thank you very much.
So, did you ever have to pay board when you were younger? You know, you stayed at your mum and dad's when you get to, like, after uni. You went, you're living in this house, you're paying board. So I used to pay my board in front of my mum, and then she'd give me it back in the kitchen.
Oh, that's so cute.
0345 6000 958. Pete Dad Mode, get in touch, please. We'll do more of these after Gaga and Abracadabra.
Pay the toll to the angels, drawing circles in the clouds. Keep your mind on the distance when the devil turns around. Flies, watch it burn.
For 7:33 yesterday, yes, it was Mother's Day, but today we're going into peak dad mode because Chris Stark had a dad off with another dad who came to look round his house this weekend. And Brian in Sutton, what have you got for us? Your peak dad mode, please.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate.
So this morning, my dad, he used to have a thing of going to, like, markets and stuff like that on a Sunday. And one day he took me along, and we've gone down the market and he's clocked a speedboat engine on a stall. So I said to my dad, said to the guy, how much is that? He ended up purchasing it. So through the whole journey of walking through the market, we're carrying this speedboat engine, got it to the car. I said to him, why have you bought that? He went, I'm going to buy a boat and go down the Thames on it.
So
basically, we've got it home, got it in the garage, and the engine sat in there for 9 years straight and then ended up seizing.
Yeah, but the thing is, he'll never get rid of that engine, just in case.
Never. Just in case.
He might need it. I love that from you.
The peak dad mode is buying a speedboat engine and not having a boat.
That's it's just peak brilliant, dad mode. That.
Stephanie, good morning.
Morning.
Well, have you got me on loudspeaker, Stephanie?
I have.
Oh, go on, keep going. It sounds all right at the minute.
It's not too bad. Go on. What's your peak dad mode?
Last year, I am 24, and my 28 girlfriend and I decided to go on holiday with my parents. Dad took our passports off us in the airport because he didn't want us to lose them.
Yes.
Classic, yes. Dad. Don't leave it with the kids.
No, you'll lose them. Give it here. I'll carry them. Did he have one of those special little dad wallets that they have to carry it in?
Yeah, with a popper and everything.
Yes. I knew it would be that. The clear one with the popper.
A see-through wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it. Chris, have you got one of them?
I've got one of them, yeah. Print out everything.
Yeah. It's Kygo now, Whitney Houston, I Love on Capital.
Think about it. There must be a higher love. Down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind, what could be?
I love. Did I say Whitney Houston then?
Whitney Houston!
Whitney Houston. Oh, did I just say Whitney Houston then?
That's the drag act.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Right. It should be.
Put that in the fines list.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston on the quote list. Did I? At least I heard it. Sometimes I don't even know I said it. Whitney Houston for you there at 7:38 on Capital Breakfast, where very, very soon we're going to take on the Mong Band. The Bong Man. The Bong Man. The Bong Man. After 9 o'clock today as well, we are saying balls to Monday. Chris Starr.
We are. We're doing something really awesome as a show. And I'm really proud of us for doing this because, you know what, after my diagnosis, I was amazed by the conversations that have come from talking about it. It's a really important thing we're doing today. We're calling it Balls to Monday. And at 9 o'clock, we're all going to join together as a show, as a family of listeners, everyone who gets involved in the show. We want you to be shouting about this as well. And we're just going to have a kind of power hour, real focus on people going out and checking themselves.
Yes, we are. And Sean, you're even singing a song for us.
Yeah, I'm still not sure anyone wants that to happen.
It's definitely happening. And the Bong Man is on the way next.
Capital. Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fashion for less.
Hi, I'm here for the interview.
Ah, now, this would be the pre-interview.
I'm sorry?
You see, we need to make sure we have the right candidates to take part in the next stages.
Oh, how many stages?
Well, there's the pre-interview, working chemistry, the actual interview, and then, of course, the bleep test.
For the part-time barista job?
That's right, yeah.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple. Like 32 gigabytes for £7 a month with no annual price rises. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
This time last year, Hassan was working in sales and spent his evenings gaming.
He's the man over to strike it.
Now, he's working as a prison officer.
You know what's coming out? It's not worth it. Let's just go in there.
He's tackled cell fires, got through to some of the most challenging prisoners, and helped support their rehabilitation. He's done things he once thought he was never capable of, but he still loves his gaming. An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
Think of a breakfast muffin with sausage and egg. Yep. That's the one. You can see it, can't you? Deep in your mind. Sausage, egg, cheese, muffin. I don't even need to say its name, do I? Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
If regular Easter eggs leave you feeling a bit empty inside, you need to get your nashers around the new loaded Easter eggs from M&S. They take half an egg and fill it with delicious chocolate and famous M&S treats. If you like mallowy whips and orange jellies, you'll love the big dippy whippy egg. And if you like toffee popcorn and chocolate-covered pretzels, then the scrummy bunny munch egg is for you. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S loaded Easter eggs. Subject to availability.
With Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Here's a little lesson from Activia.
Every morning is a special moment for your gut, so help it out with some good stuff.
New Activia Kefir range with authentic kefir grains plus calcium, because a healthy day starts with your gut. Activia contains calcium, which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes and to normal energy-yielding metabolism. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle. Activia, your gut is where it all begins.
Travel update
with Luton Airport Express. Book in advance and save money getting to the airport.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Hey, Jordan. It's slow for about 4 miles on the M40 southbound to High Wycombe because of an accident there. One lane's closed for recovery as well. There are queues on the M25 anti-clockwise from the A405 to Chorley Wood. In Islington, the Pentonville Road is closed eastbound at Upper Street after an accident there. And on the Underground, there are minor delays on the Metropolitan line between Harrow on the Hill and Aldgate. More in 30 minutes.
This is Capital Breakfast.
Thank you for having me today.
Capital.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.
At the bar all by ourselves, but
but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. It's not personal. When I say I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, it's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I know you wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Occasionally I lose composure, and I can get you out of my mind. If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently. Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I distract myself, think of someone else.
Anniversary week on Capital Breakfast. On Friday, we will have been on air together for 1 year, but that means we've also shared it with this miserable old so-and-so.
Capital Breakfast. Bong Game.
It's the Bong Game, where we will offer you ever-increasing amounts of money. All you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yeah, the dreaded bong sound. That's the sound you need to avoid, because we want you to walk away with loads of money today. Come on, you can do this.
Too right. Right, let's do it. Selected at random. Taking on the bong today is Kate in Reading. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
First of the week. Did you have a pleasant weekend?
Yeah, it was lovely, thanks. The sun was out, so we had a barbecue.
Oh, first barbecue of the year, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Just, we had one as well, but it was just a light one. We didn't go all out. It was just burgers, sausages, and a bit of salad.
Yeah. Just to get it all started. Just to get into the season with a classic little barbecue, just to get things going.
You also should know that Kate works at Victoria's Secret. Her official job title is Bra Fitting Specialist.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Right.
Well, so, here we go.
So just a quick question.
Here we go.
When someone walks in, can you know exactly their measurements just from looking at them?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at guessing now. Just I've done it for so long. So yeah.
I love that. It's so such a skill. That
tailors can with me. They go 30 waist. I'm like, yeah.
You 30 waist?
Yeah.
What? They can't, yeah.
Take your voice.
Yeah.
All right. Right, remember, you've just got a shout.
Was that like some humble brag there?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Remember, you've just got a shout. Stop before you hear the bong. Cake, come here. Best practice stop in 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
There we go. 30 waist. Here we go. Best of luck.
£367. £657. £937. £1,239.
Stop!
Yes! 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 Congratulations!
Oh, it's amazing. I'm shaking. Wow, thank you.
You have just won yourself £1,239. You happy with that?
Wow, so good. Thank you. Oh, it's amazing.
Bless you. Stay right there. We need to see if you shouted stop at the right time. We'll find out how much more money you could have won next. Let's get this on. It's Anxiety, number one as well, on the EE official Big Top 40.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. Quietly trying to silence me, yeah. My anxiety can't shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me and my anxiety, yeah. Solo, no mojo, I bounce back, no pogo. Unhappy, no new brands, no logos. Money on my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a up and you could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the okay, next thing, my life is a I call it a the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety in 3, 2. Anxiety, keep on trying me. Quietly trying to silence me, yeah. Anxiety, shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. It's my anxiety.
Top 40, that is Dolce and Anxiety.
Capital Breakfast Bong Game.
Right, let's see what could have happened on the Bong Game this morning, where Kate from Reading has just won herself £1,239. What are you going to spend that on, Kate?
Oh, probably a holiday or more barbecues, maybe.
Yes, okay. There you go, holiday or more barbecues. But now we need to find out if you shouted stop at the right time. Could you have won yourself more money? Let's get back into it.
£1,239.
Done. What a game you played there, Kate.
Yeah, well played.
Well played. You shouted stop just before he bonged out. So that is a really good game today. £1,239 is yours. Stay there. We'll get that sent out to you. And the bong pong as well. You're going to put the old bong man's air freshener in your car. And if you're listening right now, we'll be playing again tomorrow at 7:45. And remember, you can enter on Global Player, the official Capital app. Capital.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
From everyday staples to evening fits. Shop pre-loved. Calling all young creatives. Global Academy is for you.
A unique school and sixth form. Recruiting students for years 10 and 12 in September 2025.
With courses in broadcasting, digital, marketing and brand new IT and music production pathways.
From classroom and studio training to work experience and mentorship opportunities.
Students receive everything they need to kickstart their careers in the media and entertainment industry.
Sign up for the next open event now at globalacademy.com.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent, doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL Managed Lotteries on behalf of Good Causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
This is 40-year-old Kathy. Mother of two and self-confessed telly addict.
Ready? Oh, look at you. That's brilliant. Well done.
This is also Kathy, working as part of a team to keep things calm at her local prison.
Listen, speak to me.
And helping someone's son write his first letter home in 8 months.
Well done. You should be really proud.
Thank you, miss.
An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
Sit pretty in the city with EasyJet Holidays. The perfect hotel by the perfect piazza, enjoying that perfect gelato. And right now is the perfect time to book, with flights and hotel from just £189 per person. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Travel March to June for two adults and two nights. Limited availability. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
The latest news.
Next. Capital.
No fraudsters here to mess me up. Two-step verification's extra tough. I don't think twice. I set it up. It instantly toughens you
up. Tough defense against breaking through. QSB, it's protecting you.
Two-step verification instantly toughens up your online security, even if your password's been compromised. Turn it on now. Learn how at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8, tech firms like TikTok and Meta are getting involved in talks about people smuggling later. Keir Starmer's hosting a two-day summit in London with representatives from 40 other countries coming. Benjamin Haddad is France's Europe minister.
We have smugglers' networks
that are human traffickers, criminals that are dealing in human misery and pushing people on these boats. This is a challenge that the UK is facing, France is facing, all of Europe is facing.
It's nearly the start of what's being called Awful April. Most of us are going to see across-the-board increases in our bills this week. Energy, water and council tax are some of the costs set to go up from tomorrow. A 32-year-old from London has become the first woman to travel solo across Baffin Island in Canada. Camilla Hempelman-Adams faced temperatures of minus 40 and 50-mile-per-hour winds on her 150-mile journey. She also finished a day quicker than expected. Manchester City are through to the FA Cup semi-final. They beat Bournemouth 2-1 yesterday and will now face Nottingham Forest at Wembley next month. Aston Villa beat Preston 3-0 and will face Crystal Palace in their last four tie. And Blake Lively has been spotted working at a donut shop in Connecticut. She said to be friends with the owner, so went along to help out.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A chilly start in London, but turning warm and sunny later and staying dry with highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. All right then, cheeky chops, it's Capital Breakfast. It's 8 o'clock. It's Jordan, Chris, and Sean for your Monday morning. And what a huge show we've got for you today.
Yeah, we are going to do something all together which could save lives today. So we want you to get involved. After 9 o'clock today, we are saying balls to Monday. Yes. So it's going to be a takeover hour of the show. We're encouraging the UK to go check themselves. This is after my diagnosis that happened a few weeks ago. So we want you to make sure you've got the radio on whenever you get to work. Maybe you can download Global Player. It's the official Capital app. And from 9 o'clock, this is a shout out to any boss that is listening right now and is up for encouraging people that they work with to get involved in Balls to Monday. Let us know if you're going to be sort of facilitating that in your office or your workplace, and we can give you a little shout out, okay? So basically though, 9 o'clock, Balls to Monday, we're going to go for it today.
Yes, Balls
exactly.
to Monday.
We're doing it the Capital way as well. Of course, we don't want this to be too heavy. We're trying to remove the stigma of it all, so we're going to have a laugh this hour. And of course, we've got Alison Hammond coming up, best laugh in the business. She's on the way next. Capital
like minus 4 degrees, and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? I'm not asking for pages, but one text or two would be nice. And please, don't pull those faces. When I'm out walking like every day, it's just one bottle of wine or two. But hey, you can't even talk. Just to help you sleep, then why you out again before 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say
Breakfast. This is Capital.
Baby, born a Birkin. You've been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got. Downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord,
tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. Got the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Shaboozy. And a bar song on Capital Breakfast at 7 minutes past 8 on your Monday morning.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital Breakfast.
From Hollywood A-listers to Hollywood handshakes, our next guest has seen it all. She's been telling Dermot to sit, stay and read the autocue for years. So her new show is a total walk in the park. Give it up for National Treasure, Alison Hammond!
Yes!
Guys, you're funny, you are,
Jordan.
Oh,
thank you.
That's a good intro.
Thank you. I write my own gags. So, look, we've got to start. You are looking fab at the moment, Bab. You look so good.
Thank you.
Really, really
50 good. Babe. Fab at 50.
I know. I actually can't believe it. You don't age.
I can't believe it, to be honest with you. When I actually turned 50, I was like, is this for real? I feel exactly the same as what I felt when I was 20 years old.
Really?
There's no difference now. Not at all.
And didn't you have like a Bridgerton party or you were going to or something like that?
I was going to have a Bridgerton. We had a little discussion. Me and Judy Love, we had a little discussion. We were like, but you know what? I'm still in my 50th year. It can still happen, Jordan.
Exactly.
You should. It can still happen. I may be planning it.
Oh.
But where are we going to get those outfits from?
Oh, surely you can call it. I mean,
I don't know where you get a Bridgerton outfit from. Where are you going to get it from? I might have to have mine made.
Yeah. Well, you've got David in that art department. He'll sort you out this morning.
That's a very good point.
He's very good, isn't
David,
he?
David, get on it.
He's a good egg him. I spilled coffee all down my brand new white shirt and he took it off me, put it in the washing machine and got it stained out within half an hour.
Washed
and dried, mate.
He's got a quick wash.
Yeah.
This morning they've got everything. Quick wash, dryer. What more do you need?
But we're not here to talk about this morning, are we?
No, Jordan. We're here to talk to Alison about the second series of For the Love of Dogs, of course, which is, I'm right, it's back tomorrow, 8:30 ITV. This must be one of your favourite shows to do.
Do you know what? It's one of the best shows you could ever do. It's therapy. You know, it's not a glam shoot, but it's, I can be in my normal clothes.
Yeah.
I'm with the dogs. I get all my cuddles. I get all my love.
Mm.